He is risen.
Christ the Lord is risen. Hallelujah. The tomb is empty. He is alive. Praise God. Welcome to our Easter morning worship as we gather on this day of resurrection. A special word of welcome to extended family members and guests and visitors. May the joy of Easter bless you this day. A special word of welcome to Ben Buehr being back in the house of the Lord. So, our prayers continue, but it's good to see you here. This morning's reading from Acts chapter 10, 34 through 43, shares the time when Peter spoke at the home of Cornelius. And Cornelius was a Gentile, and there was a large gathering of people in the house, and those Gentiles, those guests were also Gentiles. I point that out because it was against the Jewish law for Jews and Gentiles to associate or even visit with one another. But Peter had been shown by God that he should not call anyone impure or unclean. So Acts 10, verse 34. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Let's pray. Dear Lord, on this day of resurrection, we marvel at your glory and at the glory of Jesus Christ rising from the dead. What wondrous love you shower upon your creation. We have gathered to praise you for the good news of your forgiveness for our sin and the saving grace of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. All praise and glory be unto you. In his mighty name we pray. Amen.
Please rise if you are able and let us sing our Easter hymn. Every morning is Easter morning. A copy is found inside of your bulletins for those of you who would like to sing along with the music. Let us sing.
come to a time of prayer this morning. I share two other concerns. Sue Steiner is a patient in ICU down at Toledo Hospital, so please continue to pray for Sue. And Casey Grimm will be having surgery on Wednesday. She tore her ACL and her meniscus, so having surgery, but you can't keep her down. She's still at work today. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. God of all ages and of all people, the shadows and gloom of Good Friday have been dispersed by the light and the color of Easter Sunday. We rejoice in your power, a power that turns sorrow into joy, turns despair into hope, turns defeat into victory, turns evil into goodness. Help us on this Easter morning, Lord, to burst out of the tombs that we have been trapped in, tombs of sinfulness and selfishness, tombs of frustration and even anger, and pride and prejudice. Lord, we pray that you would let now a new life, a divine grace and human love burst forth from each of us on this Easter day. We pray this through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, the risen one, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand if you are able. And let us sing. We have two Easter hymns again here. We have Lift Your Glad Voices, which is found inside of your bulletin as an insert. And then we will sing Christ Arose. For those of you who like to follow along in your red hymnals, it is page number 2116. So let us sing Lift Your Glad Voices.
Thank you.
scripture account from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Praise be to God for the reading and the hearing of his holy word.
Well, it's that time. I'd like to invite the children to come up, please. Well, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, happy Easter. Happy Easter, right?
Happy what, Easter.
When I say Easter, what do you guys think about?
Jesus.
Okay, what else? Eggs. Easter egg hunts, right? What else? Easter bunny.
Chocolate bunnies.
What's that? He rose from the dead.
Easter baskets.
Easter baskets. And all you have some new clothes on, maybe an Easter dress or an Easter outfit?
All dressed
up, looking sharp. You think Jesus is smiling? Because it's a special day for him? All right, favorite shapes are squares. No sermon needed, Pastor Eric. You're out there. Okay, what I want to talk about, all that is Easter. That's all Easter. But I want to talk to you guys a little bit deeper about Easter, okay? And I know you guys are going to be able to understand this. But to understand it, we're going to go way back. Do you know that Easter actually started at the beginning of time? Like when the book of Genesis explains when the world was created? Okay, follow me here. The world was recreated, right? And it was perfect. And then God created a man and a woman. Who were they?
Eve and Adam.
Yep, Adam and Eve. And they were perfect. And he let them live in a garden, which was perfect, right?
How was it perfect?
It was, all the animals were tame and they were calm. They had the best foods there. And it didn't matter if they were squares, circles, or triangles. They all liked them all, right? But it was perfect there, and they had conversations, and they got to see God every day. But there was only one rule they had, only one. What was that one rule? Not to eat the fruit off a certain tree, right? And what'd they do? They ate the fruit, and that made things really kind of messy. That put a kind of a big distance between God and Adam and Eve. But God had a plan. What was his plan? He sent Jesus down here, right? And Jesus was perfect. And he talked to people. He loved people. He healed people, right? So what else did God have planned to do to gap that, to make that relationship better again? Well, I think God had... you're in the choir. What we're going to do is we're going to do an experiment, because I think what happened was God had a plan for Jesus to be crucified, and then all those sins that we had went with him when he died, and we were forgiven, and that made that distance between us and God closed it, so we had a special relationship with him again, okay? I'm going to do a little experiment with you guys, but you guys got to pay attention, all right? All right, sit right here. I'll be here in a second, okay? What did your preschool teacher feed you at snack? All right. Yeah, it's going to be a really neat experiment. This is going to be kind of like, this is going to explain kind of what Easter is, okay? So let's pretend that this plate is the world. It's perfect, right? It's not dirty, it's clean, it's pretty, right? Let's pretend that this penny, let's listen, okay? You gonna watch? Let's pretend that this penny is us, okay? And we're in this world, right? That perfect world. What's in this perfect world today? Sin. No matter how hard we try to avoid it, sin surrounds us. And this is what this blue water represents. If you guys want to stand up where you're at so you can see this. That is sin. That's all our sin around us. That's us. This candle is going to represent Jesus. Okay? God put Jesus in the world to be our light.
Guys, stay away.
Stand back. Okay, so there's in our world with all this sin, okay? When God planned for Jesus to be crucified, when that light goes out, when Jesus was crucified, it got dark on that day. And when it got dark, all our sins went with his death. Okay? So remember, this blue water represents sin. Okay?
But some of the sin is still going to be in it.
What happened to it? What happened to it? Where'd all the sins go?
Hey, where's the light?
The light went out because when Jesus died, he took all the sins with him. See where the penny's at?
I don't understand.
Because
take it off and see what happens.
If we take it off, all the sin will come back. That's why we need to keep Jesus in our heart. Don't let his light go out. Okay?
Where did you get that water? I've never seen water like that.
It's really kind of bad water. It comes from Michigan.
Michigan?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to show you guys what happens when you take this off.
No. Hey,
want to see it one more time? Okay, so when you pray tonight, when you guys go to bed, you're going to say, Jesus, please forgive me because I might have was mean to somebody. I didn't listen to my mom or my dad.
Like I do.
Yep, I didn't help somebody when I should have. And you know what Jesus is going to do? He's going to take that prayer. He's going to take that sin away. Then you know what? You'll be forgiven. All right.
No.
All right. So the last thing I'm going to tell you guys, I really want you to listen to this. It's an amazing act of love that God did and Jesus did, right? Sins will be gone forever. They'll never come back, okay? So let's pray. Thank you. Let's pray. Dear God, that Jesus came and died on the cross for us. Thank you that he was buried in the tomb. Thank you that he was raised from the dead. And thank you that Jesus is alive forever. Amen. You guys can go back.